It is time now for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with a word.
We forgave on this auspicious Bulgaria's Marvelicious Day.
Yeah.
That we indefecate.
We defecate.
Indemnify for the fortify. Deacon has a word from the JPJJ. That's a jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Come on, Def Jam.
We are going from the book, if you would turn, Pastor. We are coming from the book of Murdoch today.
Murdoch.
Murdoch, from the book of Murdoch. It's going to be chapter 2. Starting verse 1, and it starts, and the passage goes this way, Pastor. It says, morning,
God,
and we slept the night away.
Stop right there.
Uh-huh.
That is a revelation that is going to come as rather shocking news.
Uh-huh.
It's morning, and we done slept the night away. Read. Yeah.
It happened. Now we can't turn back the hands of time.
Stop right there. Ain't a thing we can do about it. Read.
Yes, we've stolen this moment. We forgot to face one simple fact. We both belong to someone else as we slept the night away.
Stop right there. We have two people.
Yeah.
Engaged in an act of sin and debauchery.
Yeah.
Wherefore, now the realization has hit them.
Yeah.
That there's a dawning of a new day. And then they can't turn back the hands of time. And here they lay. And about to be a price to pay. Read.
Listen to this one, Pastor. It says, it's morning. Sunlight shines across your sleeping face.
Stop right there. This heifer knew that I should have been home.
Pastor.
She gonna let the sunlight shine across my sleeping face. She got the nerve to write a verse about it. All you had to do was shake me. You know, I snow when I sleep. You could have woke me up several times. I went to the bathroom. You could have said, hey, it's time for you to go home. But you done sat up in here and let the sunlight come across my sleeping face. It's daytime now. I got a problem like I ain't never had. Read.
A new day brings reality, and we must go our separate ways.
Stop right there. We should have went our separate ways when it was still dark. You're sitting up in here talking about a new day and bought a realization. I realize I done slept way too long. Where's my shoes? I can't find my socks. I don't know where my drawers is. I don't know how to explain all the lipstick on my neck and chest. I ain't got time to shower. Oh, hell about to break. It's a new day.
What a lovely night we had.
Stop right there. What did we talk about a lovely night for? It's daytime now. We ain't got time to reflect on no lovely night. It's an ugly morning right now. Sunlight that crept across my sleeping face. Now here you is talking about we had a lovely night. We should have ended all this last night. Read.
As we shared each other's love, we forgot about all the pain we'd cause as we slept the night away.
Stop right there. You might have had a brief moment of enjoyment. But you forgot about the pain that you was gonna cause.
Yeah.
You also didn't consider the pain that you about to be in yourself. You got to drive home and come up with a reason why you've been out all night. I suggest you take your car and wrap it around the telephone pole. Get yourself admitted into the emergency room. But don't drive home, because no matter what you say, it ain't going to be good enough. You got glitter all in your hair. Where did you get that glitter from? You're going to be explaining that glitter for 2-3 weeks now. Read.
As we lay, we forgot about tomorrow as we lay.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Come on.
You forgot about tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
As
yes,
we sir. Lay. Now you done messed around, and tomorrow is here. You can't forget tomorrow now, can you, boy? Because tomorrow done messed around and crept up on you. You done let the sunlight creep across your sleeping face. Now is tomorrow is here. You wasn't worried about the pain you was about to face, but now you got to drive home. You know she crazy. You got 800 missed phone calls. You got 79 messages. All of them is filled with more hate than the one before. You need to really consider not going home. You would be better getting your passport, catching a flight to Belize, start working on a banana plantation. You got to give up and get yourself a new life. Tell her that you hit your head and you forgot who you was and you thought you was a slave. You go to another country, sign up. Go to the Whitney Plantation, start picking cotton, get yourself some burlap shorts and walk in the house and tell them, your name Kunta Reed. I can't walk in this house. I ain't got a good enough story. I got to do something right here. I'm going to drive my car into a brick wall and just deal with it. Baby, what happened to your face? I don't know. I can't remember nothing. You can't go in the house talking about no as we lay. Shirley Murdoch then got you in a whole
pastors,
lot of trouble.
Thank you, Reverend
now.
Motown Deacon Jeff Chan.
The church is open now.
CLO.
Oh, Lord.